We're still seeing Israel targeting areas all across the Gaza Strip. The images coming out are no different from the images we've been seeing, which is to say they are pretty harrowing and pretty horrifying.
Egypt's president will allow up to 20 trucks of humanitarian assistance into the Gaza Strip. But correspondent Chris Livesay tells us
Egypt won't open the border. Why won't it do that? A number of reasons. Among them, it's worried that among those peaceful civilians, there could be some Hamas or terrorist elements there that would come into Egypt and stir up trouble here, but could also launch attacks on Israel. And that could welcome a return attack on Egyptian territory.
President Biden will address the nation tonight to discuss the Israel-Hamas conflict. He'll also talk about the war in Ukraine. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. A hit for families in need of food.
Broccoli?
Pop-up food pantries that started during the pandemic have been a godsend for seniors like Maureen.
You go to the grocery store and everything's so expensive.
But these distribution sites will close for good by the middle of 2025. San Francisco Food Bank Executive Director Tanis Crosby says
there's a significant amount of pandemic-era funding that have gone away.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz responding to a judge who barred two people with felony convictions from voting, even after the state passed a law allowing them to do so.
I want to be very clear to those folks out there who fall into that category. No intimidation, no wrong rulings, nothing will preclude you from that very basic right as an American to be able to cast your vote.
Reporter Scott Maiman tells us Elon Musk has started charging users of X in New Zealand and the Philippines.
X believes when credit card details are required, it'll vastly reduce the number of scams on its platform. It's a $1 fee for an annual subscription to the basic service, waived if the person upgrades to a premium package.
The program is called Not a Bot. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 45. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 56. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Media on Facebook.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to Hour 2 of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. We are delighted you are with us. You can always check in. Text or call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you are just joining us, you just missed new mom Kristen and little baby Frankie. And Greg, we were remiss as texter from the 262 reminded me, we need to know Kristen's stance on daylight saving time.
Oh!
We forgot to ask her.
Well, if you want, I can tell you now, or we can wait until next week. We can tell you now.
Yeah.
She's against you, Jane.
She's against me.
She's more, she's pro-sunlight. You're anti-sunlight. How does that feel to hate America?
I don't hate America, and I love sunlight.
You know what, folks? People say sunlight's the best disinfectant. Why is Jane Mattenair against the truth?
This is what happens to
Why does she hate freedom?
Yeah, this is what happens to people in the media. You just get attacked from all sides. You just get attacked from all sides.
So she's pro-sunlight.
She's pro-sunlight. All right, so she is pro-daylight saving time all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Whatever.
Anyway. We are, this is a wonderful, wonderful article written by one of our colleagues, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and I highly encourage you to read this article. You can find it at upnorthnewswi.com, and he calls this an unprecedented political massacre.
I mean, those are, like, I'm not kidding you, as a writer, that's an amazing phrase.
It really is.
That is an amazing phrase.
And he is not wrong. Here are some things from this article written again by our colleague, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. And again, this is one of those things that I think just got glossed over because there is so much going on in the world.
Yeah. And when I read the article, it's nuanced. It's got twists and turns in it.
Yep.
So it doesn't turn out to be the sexiest thing to talk about sometimes.
Granted.
Yeah,
it is
because you have to do some learning.
You do. You have to do some learning. It's a little bit complicated. But again, I think it's critically important that people know what is going on in our home state of Wisconsin, especially with the Wisconsin Republican-led legislature.
Absolutely.
Senate Republicans engaged in an unprecedented political massacre Tuesday, rejecting a slew of Governor Evers' appointments and rejecting more than half of the governor's appointees to the DNR board. The Senate had rendered it unable to meet or act until the governor names new members, something Tony Evers said he would do immediately. The governor called the move insanity.
Yeah, it's insanity. It's retaliation.
Yes, it's retaliation.
It's childlike. It's revenge. It's all the things that you get. It's bullying. It's right up the lane of the Popcorn King and his fiefdom.
Yeah.
Period.
Definitely, definitely.
He's been doing this for since he got into office in Madison. He told when I worked in Racine, he made it very clear to us that any city, any municipality that didn't vote for him and the GOP would be choked out.
We're going to make you suffer.
We'll make you pay, and our projects will be delayed. You'll be denied. You won't get. We're gonna mess with your shared revenue, and they did all of those things.
And again, not for policy, but for pettiness.
Yep. Yep.
Never mind what the constituents need. Never mind what Wisconsin residents need or want. I don't like you. I'm going to make you pay.
Never mind that people who voted for you live in those municipalities that you are making to suffer. Well, too bad. You happen to live there, so it's your fault, I guess.
Also, yesterday, Republicans removed Joe Czarnecki from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Czarnecki is a former state senator, assembly representative, and a Milwaukee County clerk, but he ticked off Republicans recently by standing up for the Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. So he stood up for her when Republicans recently tried to fire her, and so now they fired him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more.
Oh, tell me, Jane.
There's more about this unprecedented political massacre. Former Evers aide and spokesperson Melissa Baldoff, a domestic abuse survivor from a previous marriage, fired from the Governor's Council on Domestic Abuse. She told Up North News this was because of, quote, mean tweets, unquote, according to Senator Jesse James, a former police chief who chaired the committee which heard her nomination earlier. Baldov says he had a stack of my tweets printed out. He told me he had some concerns about them. He asked me if I hated all men. He asked me if I felt I was emotional when I made my tweets. This might be shocking for some male lawmakers. Domestic violence tends to stir up emotions.
Yep.
And it just tends to do that.
And I really enjoy it. And we'll actually, this is going to connect to the last segment of the show, but I love when men use quote unquote emotion or emotional as a hindrance, as if we aren't emotional creatures, as if we are we don't feel emotions.
Right.
No, we are emotional. We are feel emotions. I don't understand why we get to pull that out of our holster and just throw it at women every time they say something we don't like.
You make a great point. I mean, you're right. Men are never emotional. I've never seen video of men throwing and breaking golf clubs when they make a bad shot on a golf course. They're completely in control of their emotions.
Absolutely.
All the time.
We are centered and we are ready to lead.
And just a little teaser for the last segment of the show, we are going to be debuting a new segment that Greg has been working on. It's going to be, I'm so excited.
Yep. I hope it doesn't suck.
I don't think it will suck.
Okay.
But stick around for that. That's coming up at the end of the hour. So right now we are talking about, according to Pat Kreitlow and Up North News, our colleague, an unprecedented political massacre yesterday when Wisconsin Republicans just fired a whole bunch of people essentially because they don't like them. Another former legislator, Dr. Sheldon Wasserman, dumped from his post as chair of the state medical examining board because of his support for women's abortion rights. They also fired Jerry Halverson from a board which hears challenges to decisions on where to build livestock facilities because of opposition by some business groups. And that's a growing concern in some areas of Wisconsin, of these CAFOs. And the expansion of these CAFOs and the amount of manure produced by these CAFOs and what this is doing to local communities.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's out.
Gone.
Psh, no more. Republicans also continue sitting on more than 100 of Governor Evers' appointments, many of those languishing throughout his entire first 4 years in office.
I mean, this is nothing. I mean, like, how many of Barack Obama's judicial appointments sat in confirmation limbo because the GOP was like, nah, we're fine. We don't need those. Meanwhile, the courts are just piling up with cases and they're, you know, this is commonplace for the GOP. It is absolutely out of their playbook. But this time it just feels Like to sit on confirmation appointments is right out of the playbook. But what they're doing now is a new level of just of spite and
pettiness.
I mean, here's the question I have. Like, if there's any, like, anyone in the GOP right now who's in Madison, if you're listening to this show right now, I have a question for you. Are you going to run your reelection campaigns on this? Are you going to go in there and say, we fired people? And if you do, why? Tell me why you did it. And tell me how you're going to portray to the people to make you look good. Because it doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know how it plays with their supporters. Maybe this is another sign of strength. They're getting rid of people who shouldn't be there and the governor, but this is unprecedented. This level of obfuscation and tripping up the process. Senator Melissa Agar, Democratic leader, the rejection of these appointments is unprecedented. Since 1981, the state Senate has only rejected 5 executive appointments. 5. The GOP is becoming increasingly extreme, and their inability to carry out basic responsibility highlights their continued dysfunction within their party and their inability to govern. Legislative Republicans in Wisconsin are mirroring the chaos of their congressional counterparts. And she's right. It's just not a good way to do business. It's really not a good way to accomplish anything, again, on behalf of constituents. 844-967-2789. If you want to check in on this, you can call and you can text 844-96-PARTY or leave a message on the live stream if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining the show. What do you think?
Well, this is a right-to-work state. You can be fired for any reason, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's what you get when you vote for that kind of stupidity. I mean, I don't understand this kind of stuff. It just blows my mind. It makes my blood boil. I mean, these people are doing their jobs, and they're getting fired for the fact that somebody just doesn't like the outcomes of their decisions.
Yeah.
It's just the state has gone to hell in a handbasket. We used to be one of the leading states in all kinds of things. We're like Mississippi now.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Cindy. And I think of the wonderful reputation Wisconsin had as far as being a state leading in education. The Wisconsin idea, all of these things that we used to claim, you know, lay claim to, and we can't do that anymore, largely because of the moves by the Republican legislature.
Yep.
Well,
that's disgusting.
Thank you so much for calling, Cindy. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 541. How would Mr. Popcorn King feel if a Democratic-led legislature routinely denied and fired his appointees in his dreams where he is governor?
Oh, he would. I mean, it would be.
But all I can imagine is that they would alter things so that the Democrats would not be able to do that.
Yeah, that's
just
the thing.
They took away powers from Governor Evers that they gave to Scott Walker, and then once their guy didn't win, they took those powers away.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he would probably go full Palpatine in Star Wars and eliminate the assembly in the state Senate.
We're coming up against the break. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
5 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the phone, and we are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or you can text directly from the Civic Media mobile app, which everyone should have. It's free, super easy to use. We are talking about an article written by our colleague Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and I highly encourage you to read the article at upnorthnewswi.com. And the title is pretty much an unprecedented political massacre. Pat Kreitlow talking about Wisconsin Senate Republicans yesterday firing a whole bunch of people that were Governor Evers' appointees. Doesn't seem like they had many legitimate reasons for doing this, except that they could, and they did. Texter from the 920, listening to our station in Green Bay, when your brand is that government doesn't work, it seems that your only goal in office is to prove that point, which is a good point. And that takes me back to author P.J. O'Rourke, and this is a famous quote from him. The Democrats are the party that says government will make you smarter, taller, richer, and remove the crabgrass on your lawn. The Republicans are the party that says government doesn't work, and then they get elected and they prove it.
And that is one of the most authoritative, conservative, satirical, comical writers ever. And he's and I love the way he lambasts his own party.
He does. He's an equal opportunity lambaster.
Yeah.
He really is. But he's not wrong. That isn't wrong. Government's too big. We need to kill it. We need to suffocate it. We need to kill government because government doesn't work. Well, they're certainly proving it in the House of Representatives this morning.
It's because the highest minded, the most utopian version of what they want to do is impossible, because you can't have a small government when it's 350 plus million people. You're going to have a big government. And there's nothing wrong with it. You should run it. You should run it with fiscal spending in mind. You should run it to make sure it runs the best with as little money as possible. But it's still going to be a lot of money. And to paint this picture and try to sell to the American public that we need to make it as small as possible, take it in the tub and drown it.
Right.
That's just dumb. And if you believe that, I'm sorry, but you're dumb. It's impossible.
Well, and let's not forget, the government does all kinds of things.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right? From the FDA, although that's a whole other issue. If you are a watcher of John Oliver on Last Week Tonight, they just did a big piece on the FDA. And Kristen has mentioned this before, too, that our Food and Drug Administration does not necessarily have the respect of the rest of the world.
No, it does not.
Which is somewhat disturbing. But we do need government.
Yeah.
And killing it isn't the answer. And just proving how dysfunctional you are and how incapable you are of getting anything done is not a good look.
And this whole, and a lot of times Republicans and libertarians will say things of, we need to privatize things. Well, there have been studies that have been shown that, and I know this when I worked in government, we did a study on privatizing the garbage pickup. And in the long run, it would cost us more money with less reliable service.
Yes, with worse service.
Yeah, so there are some things that can be privatized. Sure, if it works out and the money is there, and go for it, or at least study it. But you can't just say, we need to privatize everything. We need to privatize the roads. What does that even mean? I just...
And the best example I can think of when you talk about, privatization is the answer for everything. Look at private held prisons. That is not a good business model.
Private hospitals.
Private hospitals. That is probably not a good business model. That's why we have such a mess with our healthcare in this country.
It's so infuriating because they leave no room for compromise, for meeting in the middle. It's extreme. It's their way. If you don't like it, they're going to fire you.
Yes.
Or ruin your life, or both.
Or just sit on your appointment for more than four years. If the situation were reversed and the Democrats had done this to Scott Walker and sat on 150 appointees into his second term, the bleeding would never end.
Oh my God. I mean, it just, Cindy from Appleton, she called it Mississippi. I think that's, I tell people we're Florida of the North.
Oh.
North Florida, because it's just our thinking, our governing has gone so backwards, and it's so disappointing. So disappointing.
Texter says, private health insurance, sure, it's been great for them. And you're absolutely right about that. Jack from Merrimack, Jack from the Mac texting in, I've said this for years. It's Republican policy to break the government and then try to blame it on the Democrats.
Yep. And they somehow do it, too.
They do.
They somehow managed to say, "Oh, I stepped on this model airplane. Look what dude did. He totally broke
look over
his
there.
Plane. He
look,
broke his plane.
Look over there. Yeah, he stepped on my plane. Yeah. He stepped on my plane.
Yeah.
Well, again, I really encourage you to read that great article by Pat Kreitlow.
We'll put it in the show notes.
It will be in the show notes after the show is over. You can find that at civicmedia.us. And stick around. We're going to change tax when we come back. I discovered something about Greg Bach earlier this week.
It's not creepy.
That shocked me. I'm still shocked.
You're shocked to your core?
I'm shocked to my core.
Shocked to my core.
Yes, I am shocked to my core on something that he likes.
All right.
Maybe there are more of you out there.
All right.
We'll find out.
All right. I just feel very uncomfortable now.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be painless. Okay. Stay with us. We'll be right after the break. We'll be back right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 45. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 56. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the phone. And we will always take your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY as we kick things around. We were just talking about an article in Up North News written by our colleague Pat Kreitlow called An Unprecedented Political Massacre, referring to Senate Republicans who fired a whole bunch of Governor Evers appointees yesterday. Basically, because they don't like them.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Jane. Oops.
Oh,
darn it. Oh. See, that's what happens when radio gets in the way of my radioing.
You had a sound effect ready. There we go.
Yeah. I'm so proud of myself.
Nicely done.
And that's not Frankie Lou, because Frankie Lou's perfect.
Yeah, of course she's perfect. Absolutely. We have a text about her, too, by the way. Listeners said we were talking about how Republicans always say the big government, you know, government is the problem. We need to drown it in the bathtub. We need to get rid of government. And essentially, that quote from PJ O'Rourke is Republicans also complain that the government doesn't work and then they get elected and they prove it. So texture from the 608 says we're $33 trillion in debt. The government doesn't work. Ohio people are puking up blood and dying. Highest inflation ever. Hawaii. Well, I guess
I think I know who that is.
You too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, $33 trillion in debt. Yep, that's a lot of money. And I would remind people that former President Trump's tax cut for the richest Americans added $3 trillion to that debt.
Yeah, and that those trillions have been coming in under presidents of both parties.
Yes.
That's what happens. Debt goes up. And when a Republican wins, it's going to be higher. And then when a Democrat wins, it's going to be higher. And hey, you know, gas prices are pretty low. Where's Biden's credit there? Except you're always willing to scream at Biden when the prices are too high. Where's his credit now? Even though the president doesn't control any of that.
Right. And inflation is high. However, the U.S. has had the best response to the global recession. Our inflation rate is the lowest in the country, or in the world, rather. I'm sorry, I believe globally. And referring to Ohio people are puking up blood and dying, I would refer back to the train derailments in East Palestine. This is probably a result of some of those toxic fumes that were released when that train derailed. And we're going to do another follow-up with our friend in East Palestine in the next couple of weeks because I want to find out what's going on with him. But, yeah, Palestine, Ohio, again, from the 608, Elysian, Ohio, where puking up blood is from where the train derailed. Yes.
Yeah. And no one cares about it anymore because it's not a sexy issue and you can't blame anybody. So, yeah, we're not saying it's not worth talking about. It's also a very unhinged text, if you ask me. It's just a bunch of words.
Texter from the 541, almost 3 weeks old, and little Frankie, also known as LJ, has more sense than the House Republican leaders. I wonder if we can give her their salary. And the last president to sign a balanced budget was Bill Clinton.
Oh, man, you know what that means.
I'm not sure.
Oh, it didn't. Oh, see, I'm off today.
That's okay.
It's just a waste. It's just such a waste today. I'm sorry,
that's
Jane.
All right. That's fine. We have Kenneth on the phone from New Holstein. Good morning, Kenneth. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. You were comparing Wisconsin to Florida. Is that good or bad?
I would say that's bad.
Why does Florida have the most increasing population of any state in the country then?
Because they don't have a sales tax, is my understanding.
And retired people go there in droves.
So that's not a good thing.
Personally, I wouldn't live in Florida. I don't like the climate. I don't like alligators eating my pets. I don't like book banning. Those are just a few things that would keep me away from Florida personally.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kenneth. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 608. The United States has become a big business run by big businesses. Big businesses are the ones that want small government because they don't like to be regulated and they want to control everything and make as much money as they can without any consequences.
I got news for you. It's been this way for a long time.
A very, very, very long time.
And I'm using that voice because it's old-timey voice. Ha-ha! I work in steel.
Okay. Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Enjoy the program. In this era of disinformation, it seems like empirical data is taking a back seat.
Absolutely.
You know, when it comes to, you know, whatever is broadcast on the airwaves, whatever is printed. And I think with the right-wing machine that's been spewing much of this disinformation for decades now, and I understand how political speech is probably the most protected of the First Amendment rights, but it seems to me that, again, you know, you can't yell fire in a theater. You know, there's libel and slander laws. There must be something that we, the people, can do in order to bring empirical data and therefore things like the Wisconsin idea back to life. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Mike, I agree with you, but I think we can thank Kellyanne Conway, who worked for the former president, for bringing forward alternate facts. And they sold that for 4 years. If you don't like these facts, we have a different set of facts for you over here. And I don't know, there's a certain portion of the populace, you're never going to be able to convince that gravity exists.
To respond to that, I completely agree, first of all. But when you recognize that in much of the rural districts across the country, there's only one message being broadcast, and that is the hard right conservative dialogue. And when it goes unabated and without confronted, being confronted, you know, for day after day, week after week, year after year, now it becomes, you know, it takes on a life of its own. And I think that's what we're seeing.
I think you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mike. And I think that is genuinely one of the goals of the Civic Media Network, is to give some alternates to just one side of reality.
I've been calling into talk radio for over 40 years. It just happens to be something that I'd like to do.
Sure.
And I've always been accepted, and my opinions have been offered to the public. until the last few years here in Kenosha, the number one host, the conservative host in this marketplace, doesn't even take my calls anymore because I'm pushing back. And, you know, it's just like the Roger Ailes, you know, loudest voice in a room, thing. If that is their way, when all else fails, they just remove the competition.
Oh, yeah,
and absolutely.
I think that is at the core of our problem here. And I just wish we could recognize that history is indeed repeating itself. We saw the robber baron era. We saw the 1920s era. And now we're in that same kind of climate now, to where the big power and, you know, rules, the big money rules, and we the peeps are really struggling just to get access to good information.
Yep, absolutely right.
Absolutely.
So, and I wish it.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, I wish a lot of things, but the number one thing is having an educated populace to where a republic can thrive and function without all this hindrance of nonsense and propaganda. Thanks
Agreed.
For taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike. It is a problem, but silencing the voices of any critics sounds like the entire Fox business model.
Yeah, yeah. And there might be some people out there saying, like, well, you don't take my calls. I was like, we don't take your calls. There's a reason.
Yes, there is a reason. And it's not like I'm not open to dissenting opinions. What I have an issue with is yelling, talking over people.
Changing the subject
and trying to set your own agenda.
Yeah.
And if you want to engage in good faith, that's great. It's about establishing some dialogue. But at the same time, you need to be mindful of how you are delivering your messages.
Agreed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Text, you're correcting me. Florida has a sales tax, but no income tax. That's correct. And
still doesn't make me want to go.
No, me either. Texter from the 612. Jane, that statistic about people moving to Florida is published by, surprise, Florida. But what it doesn't say is that lots of old people wanting services move there, yet nearly as many people under the age of 40, also known as service workers, are moving out of Florida. I've heard that number is 7,000 to 8,000 a month.
Dang!
One of my sisters lived in Florida, and her husband lived in Central Florida for about 4 years, and they couldn't wait to get out of there. They could not wait to get out of there.
Holds no interest to me. Like Disney and Key West and Cocoa Beach. Is it?
Cocoa Beach?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful little beach on, I believe, the east side of the state.
Okay.
We went to Disney World years ago. And after Disney World, we said, let's go to Cocoa Beach for 3 days to decompress, because Disney is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's
handle.
A lot of sensory overload. And so we went to the beach, got a hotel on the beach. We sat in the sand for hours at a time, and it was beautiful. And I loved it. But I wouldn't live there.
I wouldn't live there either. Also, one other update as we're coming to the close to the end of this break. Jim Jordan just lost his second round of votes. So the House is still speakerless. And someone on Twitter said someone just voted for John Boehner. John Boehner, who resigned after getting all kinds of pressure from what was it, the Tea Party at that time?
Yeah. Tea Party hated him. He's probably sitting in his backyard smoking a cigarette and drinking a drink right now going, you miss me now, don't you?
Yes, and laughing his head off. Yeah. Absolutely laughing his head off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The whoop whoop boing party continues in Washington, D.C. It's going to be an interesting day as we wait and see how many votes they're going to take. They only did one yesterday.
Today.
Right. And so are they just going to keep, do one vote, lose, and run away and come back again tomorrow?
They realize they don't really need a speaker.
But we do need a speaker.
They don't. We do. They don't.
That's true. They're still getting paid.
Yep.
They're $174,000 a year.
They still get their great health care.
Yes. Great health care. Good bennies. Maybe a few insider trading tips, Life is good.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a congressman.
Oh, we'll get you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what your platform will be. We'll come up with something. Just
free sandwiches for everyone.
All right, we have a new segment we're going to debut when we come back from this. And unfortunately, we didn't get around to talking about the thing that Greg really likes.
We'll do that another time.
To do. We'll probably fit that in somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fine. Although, I just want everyone to know, I'm not some weirdo freak that Jane is like making me sound like now.
No, it's not a pervy, you know, it's not a pervy thing. It's just not something that I think most people would say, yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
New segment is coming up right after this. And then it is the noon news followed by Town Call with William Walters and the Luke Mathers, who has been on the road for several weeks on his honeymoon. He stopped in here at the station just a little bit ago. It was really nice to see him. So stay close. We will be right back. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Breeze.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.5.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my
As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board, and you are here as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Just mentioned that Jim Jordan lost another round as a Speaker of the House, and it looks like the third round isn't going much better. He's already got 20 defectors.
So,
and as I said when we started the show, there were some who had the expectation that the number of people who will not vote for him is going to increase.
Jeez.
Instead of go the other way. And I think some of those pressure tactics that some of the GOP lawmakers were getting and even their spouses were getting.
That's over the line. That's
did
ridiculous.
Not play very well. Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong. We'll see.
Nah.
It's Washington. Lots of things can happen.
Yeah.
All right. I know you're very excited
about
this.
I'm very excited about this. We're going to be debuting a new segment today that... I think I'll play the intro first this time. So this is a new segment we are calling More Words from Men.
More Words from Men.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
I worked really hard on that one.
I bet you did.
So More Words from Men. Is a nice segment we're going to be doing from time to time where we're going to be looking at a situation involving a woman, whether it's an excellence in her field or whatever. And we're going to look at how a man's going to come in there and just ruin the party. And we're going to start with a fantastic individual named Alyssa Nakin. Alyssa is a professional baseball coach.
Okay.
She is the first woman professional baseball coach in baseball history. She is an assistant in the Giants organization. She was the chief information officer at the Giants. They promoted her to assistant coach. And that's because she is a softball legend in her school. She played softball, basketball, and volleyball. She was a first baseman for the Sacramento State Hornets. And she had a .304 batting average, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
All Pacific Coast Conference, 4 years in her college years. Basically saying she's got the goods. And she has worked for the Giants for a long time, both behind the scenes and in the dugout. She graduated with a degree in psychology and got a master's degree in sports management from the University of San Francisco. I'm telling you all of this to say that this is her qualification, her CV, because she has been interviewed by the Giants to replace their previous coach, okay, to be the head coach of a major league team.
Which would be groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. But guess what?
Someone disagrees?
Oh, someone disagrees. Not only someone, the call is coming from inside the house, Jane, from the Giants organization. Former Giant and self-proclaimed chauvinist Aubrey Huff took to Twitter this week to voice his discontent with this.
Okay.
Now, this is one of those, so if you ever find people saying dumb things, you got to take those screenshots because you can delete those tweets. He deleted this tweet, but here's what he said. He said that women act on emotion. See what I was talking about? Women act on emotion. Men come from, they make judgments based on facts. This means that women cannot coach a Major League Baseball team because it would not work. Women, and basically said women cannot lead. That's what that tweet said.
Because we're too emotional.
Because you're too emotional, even though every war has ever been started by a man. This is a man who is a troll on Twitter. He was actually banned on Twitter until Elon Musk came out,
bought the place,
and reinstated him.
Lovely.
And this is actually the first time he's had a problem with Ms. Nakin. Ms. Nakin, in 2020, he had a problem saying, how are we going to deal with... He said, I don't know how I can take advice from a coach, a softball player.
Don't they both involve round balls?
I guess so. But like he definitely had a problem with her then. He has a problem with her now. And he's very much making it a point of saying it. But like I said, he deleted that tweet.
So there must have been some pushback somewhere.
I think it just realized how bad of a look it was for him to say something like that. He is adamantly against this, and he has made his voice clear, and that is why I've elected him as this week's winner of More Words from Men.
I think you need to play that open one. It's worth a double play.
It's worth a double. Nice work there.
Thanks.
We salute you.
The inaugural winner of the More Words from Men Award. Congratulations. If only we had this segment, Greg Bach, when Republican lawmakers were talking about how a woman's body can just shut down a rape and all that stuff.
Oh, trust me. This doesn't have to be topical.
Oh.
As we're finding things, we're going to... No. The More Words from Men Award, this is a retroactive award. This is a topical award. Men, you will be found out and awarded. You will be
recognized.
Recognized. There we go.
You will be recognized.
Found out and recognized.
So if you ever have any nominees for the More Words from Men recognition, you can always text them to us. You can always email us. You can text us at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at civicmedia.us.
There you go.
I think that's it.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
But yeah.
Well done, Greg Bach.
It will get less clunky in the coming weeks. But that was our first one.
You got to massage it. It takes a little time.
Really worked hard on that intro segment.
The intro is fabulous. That's why we're always going to have to play it twice. Okay. Stay close. We have the new news is coming up, followed by Town Call with William Walters, and then our friend and colleague Todd Alba with the Todd Alba Show, then, of course, Matt Flynn and those naughty devils, the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6 p.m., and then Maggie Dawn as well. Tomorrow, we were going to have a great show. It's Thursday. That means that Dr. Kristen Lyerly
will... think about that.
I did. I've had a lot going on. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here starting at 11 o'clock with our public cervix announcement, and Paul Noonan will have some sports chat also in the second hour tomorrow, so I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. And again, thank you for listening so much. Without you, we're nothing. Have a great day. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You never will see no, but there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you home, God's go-
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden is back at the White House after spending over 7 hours in Israel, showing support for the country in its war against Hamas. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details of the historic trip.
It wasn't long after President Biden touched down in Tel Aviv to the embrace of a prime minister at war that he addressed the hospital explosion that's left hundreds of people dead.
And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
The other team, meaning Palestinian militants, citing U.S. intelligence.
The BBC says the British prime minister is in Israel now. In Washington yesterday, hundreds of Jewish activists in support of the Palestinians protested in the Cannon House building on Capitol Hill to demand a ceasefire. CBS's Scott McFarlane was there.
This was a particularly loud and disruptive protest that forced police to shutter many of the entrances on Capitol Hill, some of the roads nearby, and arrest some of those involved who they say didn't follow police instructions.